a performance-based approach to energy modeling and rating. Shika Bhardwaj from Hawkins/Brown looks at the changing conversation around energy and the shift from designing for compliance to designing for performance, as embodied in the increasingly popular NABERS approach. The conversation around energy is changing. The energy crisis, alongside the climate emergency and the UK's legal net zero commitment by 2050, has emphasized the need to minimize the energy use of the built environment. Importantly, the industry has also acknowledged that this outcome cannot be delivered by compliance tools only. Methodologies such as predicted energy from SPEM Part L or EPC ratings only cover regulated energy use based on standard assumptions that are not in line with how the building will be operated in real life, and hence are not a true representation. This realization of the performance gap in energy use between design and operation has started a cultural shift from designing for compliance to designing for performance. As a result, more and more of our clients are now aware of, and increasingly requesting, more accurate energy assessment methods. These include systems such as PASEVO's certification via PHPP calculation and SIBS TM54, evaluating operational energy use. Procuring a NABERS rating is also grouped into this set of client requirements. This is positive for closing the performance gap and improving standards, but although client briefs target all the available assessments to the highest rating without understanding the best assessment method for the project and early implementation, performance is still not guaranteed. The use of each assessment method as a design tool to make improvements, and the accuracy of recommendations, demand early implementation, specialist skills and specific procedures that make demands on both time and cost. In addition, specific methods might be more suitable for certain building types than others. Therefore, to maximize the benefits of the process, it is key to compare the relevant assessments at the feasibility stage to identify the most suitable approach for a particular situation. NABERS UK is a good example of this. Before committing to it, it is important to understand what the scheme is likely to entail. NABERS originated in Australia and has now been introduced and adapted to the UK under the management of the BRE. The scheme currently focuses on the commercial sector and aims to address the issue of the energy performance gap between the EPC rating and the actual in-use energy consumption of office buildings. This can be achieved by the two product offerings, including Design for Performance, DFP, and Energy for Offices. Design for Performance, Energy for Offices. Design for Performance, DFP, is a more rigorous process as it starts early and involves developers committing to design, build and commission a new office or major refurbishment project to achieve a specific rating. However, as it is more process-led, you could follow the approach without acquiring the actual NABERS rating certification. On the other hand, Energy for Offices is used to measure the energy efficiency of an operational office building based on metered data and then to rate its performance. Overall, building performance is measured via a 6-star rating system with a recommended minimum rating of 4 stars. This is in order to extract the most benefit from the scheme, as it takes a large amount of work and commitment to achieve a good rating. The target is set by the developer/client body, and is then used by designers as the minimum design target for the building. DFP only begins with signing the agreement with BRE that includes the nominated target energy rating. It is a very contractual and commissioning-based approach that ensures steps are taken in a certain way, and recorded, modeled, and monitored to get the desired outcome. The process requires detailed energy modeling at specific REBA stages that includes all proposed MEP systems and expected plug-in loads. Third-party evaluations in the form of independent design reviews, IDR, ensure the desired rating can be achieved once the building is in operation. The final certificate is issued 12 months after full operation, based on actual energy data. The certificate is renewed yearly to ensure the building is being operated as designed. The scheme measures and rates areas that generally fall under the landlord's responsibility, the base building, mainly including HVAC, lifts, domestic hot water, common area lighting, and small power. This is a small proportion of the final scheme, and most landlords don't operate their own space. the final rating can be highly influenced by tenant fit-out and management processes. Therefore, it is essential to ensure tenants are aware of their obligations. Guidance and processes should be in place for clarity, including fit-out guides with detailed design requirements. Tenancy design can be reviewed and modeled to gauge how it affects the performance of the building as a whole, which obviously reduces their flexibility. That might be seen as a disadvantage, but high flexibility doesn't necessarily create a highly sustainable, low-energy building. Consider all costs. Lastly, the summary would be incomplete without the mention of costs, given it is a highly detailed process and involves specialists, design reviews, registration, and metering. There are many fees associated with the scheme, which does make it more costly with potential impacts on the design program. So, it's important to get a breakdown of the associated fee and how modeling affects the design decisions to get it covered in the cost plan and overall design program. Additionally, while the Neighbours UK scheme is only applicable to offices, we have had clients request it be applied to lab-enabled offices. This might complicate the process without necessarily providing the benefit of a lower energy outcome or good rating, because the method is only tailored to standard workspace design. For certain scenarios where Neighbours UK is not considered the most fruitful and viable, the SIBS TM54 methodology could be adopted instead. The key is to identify and commit to the detailed processes in spite of the complexity instead of relying on the compliance tools. The benefit of using such a scheme covers designing a building with a more accurate energy prediction, thereby closing the energy performance gap. This is a critical step in setting the right targets and KPIs to help reach net zero 2050. Shika Bhardwaj is lead sustainability designer at Hawkins/Brown.